Coming up on this episode of Cryptid Addicted.
Feel good. It died.
You're in the wrong fucking place if you don't want me talking about cryptids.
Theory one, dis nothing, dis made up.
Hello.
How's it going?
Hey, Darren.
How's your weekend?
Sup, Scott.
If it's a weekend when this is released.
How's it hanging?
It might not be.
Frangelica. Yep.
That's unlikely.
Hope you're all well. It's the Who Dis number 13, and it's a short mini episode.
So many.
So we're going to be snappy and quick.
Yep. As we always try to be. Yes.
Always try to be. But as a quick tangent, I've chipped my tooth.
Oh, shit. Wait, did that happen in the last 10 hours?
Yes. It's my bottom right.
Oh,
I think,
man.
I was just eating. You can't see it when I smile.
Just eating?
Yeah.
How low is your calcium? Do you not drink milk? Fucking hell.
I have it in teas and bubble teas. anyway. So that's what I'm dealing with now.
I chipped a tooth once when I, tripped over and my mouth landed on, a staircase. on a step as a child. And it, rang through my whole skull and a bit of my tooth chipped off.
Yeah.
What were you eating? Were you eating, rock candy?
I was eating Haribo candy. Just gummy lollies.
Gummy
lollies. I don't know.
I was just eating noodles and a bit of my tooth dissolved. Whoa.
But I don't know. I have a habit of bringing my glasses and mugs to my face really quickly, and I hit my teeth a lot, so maybe that's what's happening because of the time.
One down over time. Just suddenly I want tea.
I just really want that tea. Chink. Oh, and there it goes. Okay, anyway, so I'm disfigured for life. Anyway, hello. This is Cryptid Addicted. So, first of all, we're going to jump in. If you want to send us your stories, you can send it to cryptidaddicted@gmail.com or through Facebook and stuff.
Yeah.
But first, we have a news story, which I will read.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
So, basically, it's just a bit of a feel-good, fun, cryptid, weirdy story, weird animal story to kick us off.
No, it's not. Feel good. It died.
Oh, spoiler! I mean, it's fun up to that point.
It's okay. An awful and tragic story, but carry on.
A 3-month-year-old juvenile three-eyed snake has been found by rangers in the Northern Territory of Australia. And if you are scared of snakes and Australia, I implore you to not look at this photo because there are photos and it is a terrifying sight.
Yeah.
Northern Territory is a state in Australia up the top. It's where Uluru is, just in case people don't know. But basically, they discovered this tri-eyed critter in the Arnhem Highway near the town of Humpty Doo, which is a great name.
That's a bit funny.
35 kilometres from Darwin. It's a long carpet python, and they found out it wasn't two skulls fused together. It just happens to be a birth defect that there's an eye on the top of its head. And apparently it's a fully functioning eye.
Yeah, that was weird. I have a question. When I was reading that, I was they presented it. They were oh, it's not two skulls fused together, as you might have thought. But I would never have thought that. Does skulls often fuse together? Not in, what does that mean?
Usually when there's additional body parts on the face, it's there was a Siamese twin that didn't quite separate out. Embryo split.
But this wasn't that, okay.
But not quite. Yeah, so that's usually the explanation. They named it Monty Python, and it passed away.
It couldn't feed itself, so it starved to death.
That's a fun little sticker offer. And I've got three photos.
It looks like genuine monster, though. It looks like from mythology or something, like a cyclops, except it's tiny.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's kind of why I wanted to include it, because I thought it would be a good little, if you see something with three eyes, it's not necessarily a cryptid. It's possibly a poor, deformed baby starving animal.
Although, like, I don't think something like this would explain a lot of cryptid encounters. At least not a lot of the, like, older folklore encounters, because this is, like, tiny, 40 centimeters long, like, its deformity was so large it struggled to feed and then died shortly after birth. Whereas, like, a lot of the folklore encounters are like, it was 8 foot large and it tore ships apart or whatever. Like, this is not going to explain that. If you encountered this, I don't know, I guess you'd be a bit freaked out. Yeah. But it's not, like, terrifying. It's just, like, a snake. Yeah. It's weird.
Yeah, you might think it's, like, a baby monster, though. Like, where's mum? Does mum look the same?
Yeah. You know? Yeah, maybe. I guess so.
Okay, did you want to do the second news story?
Yes. Yeah, so the original... So it's a Reddit post that links to another Reddit post that links to an article in my favorite publication of all time, The Daily Mail.
You didn't need to tell them that I forgot to just send you the exact Daily Mail article. That's just my bad. That's just me being silly and lazy.
Okay. The title of the article is This Proof the Tasmanian Tiger is Still Alive? And essentially what's happened is a guy in Clifton Springs, which is in Victoria, not Tasmania, has seen a canine thing in the distance and taken a photo of it with his phone. And I was going to say everyone got excited about it, but I think just the Daily Mail got excited about it. So the photo looks like a fox. And the guy who took the photo says, it's probably a fox. And it's in Victoria, which, for those of you who don't live in Australia, is on the mainland, whereas Tasmania is a little island off to the south. And these Tasmanian tigers, which are, like, have been extinct, according to science, for, like, 100 years, they went extinct on the mainland, like, way earlier. Yeah, there are some reports of Tasmanian tigers on the mainland, like, 200, 300 years ago. That's the, like, most recent. But they're not super reliable. And the actual reliable, like, evidence of Tasmanian tigers on the mainland, it's, like, thousands of years ago. So it seems...
Yeah. Oh, I did not know that.
And it doesn't... If you look at the photo, it hasn't... There aren't any obvious stripes, because it's a long way away. And it's got white on its head, which is what foxes have, and thylacines or Tasmanian tigers do not have. So I don't think there's anything here. That's my view.
That's quite thorough. Well done.
Sorry. But who is?
Okay, well.
But yes, who is? What do you think?
Yeah, I unfortunately agree. It's a fox. I got this photo of a fox, which you can look at, and it's like exactly in the same position as the photo from far away. And because the one thing that got me with this photo of the mystery animal is its tail is a bit stripy. And I was like, oh, it's a stripy tail. And its also head looks a bit funky. And then I saw this photo of a fox and its tail looks a bit stripy. And its head is like in exactly the same position. So yeah, I think fox is probably very likely.
Yeah. And like, it's worth people listening, go onto Google Maps and look up where Clifton is. It's very close to Melbourne. This is like, this is not where you're going to see, you know, Tasmanian tigers.
That's true.
Brought back to life is my view.
It is where you're going to see foxes scavenging off humans.
Yeah. Though. Like, we have a ton of foxes. When I worked in parks, we saw foxes all the time. We had to like put out poison for them because they would eat all the rabbits.
But aren't rabbits a pest as well?
Yeah. Yeah, I never really questioned it.
Fucking government workers.
I think we wanted... No, actually, come to think of it, we were poisoning the foxes because they were feasting on, like, endangered penguins in the Sydney area.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, not because of the rabbits. We wanted them to eat the rabbits.
Okay.
Anyway.
Very good. Okay.
Yeah, so I think that's done and dusted. I thought that was kind of a silly thing for the mail to pick up on, but I guess there must have been a slow news day or whatever.
Fair enough. Well, it's done the rounds on Reddit as well, so I thought it's worth talking about.
Silly Reddit people.
All right, and then we have a listener encounter to finish the episode up. So this encounter encounter comes from Steve. It's titled, I Believe I Saw Something. A couple of years ago, I went camping in a little village in the South Downs, UK, with a group of friends. As I tried to sleep through our second night, I think it was our second, I just couldn't sleep, so I decided to leave the tent and see what the place was like in the middle of the night and just explore the nice place in the dark. I took my torch, but kept it off to save battery, and also I liked the dark atmosphere. I went through a short path that went through a swamp, and I looked out upon the swamp and just stared out into the darkness. As I was staring, I noticed some movement in the swamp water below me and shined my torch on it, a bit spooked at that point. A head, I guess it was, poked out, and it was quite bulbous, like a stereotypical alien. It was about 8 inches high and was covered in algae from top of the swamp. It looked at me with its eyes, about maybe 3 inches high and 2 inches across, and it had creases in its cheeks, in question mark gills. It blinked at me, and I quickly and quietly went back to my tent and into my sleeping bag. Maybe about 20 minutes later, screams came from the girls' tent, and they said they heard something scrape against the side of their tent and wouldn't accept that it may have been a fox or a rabbit. It just didn't sound like they said the footsteps were pretty much silence, and they would have heard if it was a fox or a rabbit. I never told them what I saw because they were extremely terrified, even in the morning, and I never told anyone in fear of not being believed or being labeled as crazy. Yeah, that's it. I'll try and answer every question as best I can. Thanks for getting this far.
All right.
So,
who dis?
Who dis? Oh, okay. Let's jump right into it. So based on his description, I found it a little hard to imagine what he was talking about just because it sounds so weird and different. In his comments, in the comments section, a lot of people suggested turtles or like escaped turtles or turtle pets. And he sort of said like, yeah, I have pet turtles, and it definitely wasn't like a turtle. I Googled what turtles we have in the UK, and it definitely wasn't any of those. It was much too big. So that's my first thing. My first thoughts is, one, what does it look like? And then I thought, okay, well, what does that remind me of? And what does his description remind me of? And I couldn't help but immediately think of the Loveland frog monster. Do you know of this?
Of course I don't know of this. You're insane. You're all insane.
Okay, so...
Why do you reach for things that require explanation to explain other things that require explanation? That doesn't make any sense.
Because this is a cryptid podcast, Patty. You're in the wrong fucking place if you don't want me talking about cryptids.
All right.
Okay, so I know people are going to poo-poo this because Love Island... fucking whatever it's called, not Love Island, Loveland frog monster is considered like a bit of a silly one. But recently there's been photos taken.
Silly even by cryptid standards. Wow.
Yeah, bit of a monkey man-esque one here.
Yeah.
But there's been really some recent photos taken of this animal, or cryptid, sorry. And I think you should take a look, Steve, and let me know if this is kind of maybe similar to what you saw. And Patty, here is that for you.
Okay.
I imagine, so when he talks about the inches of the eye. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so this is from Ohio.
Ohio?
In USA.
This is, yeah. What? That's not well, in England?
No, it's not. But I imagine maybe it's something similar. So when he talks about the eyes being...
Oh,
so
no. Oh, dear.
Shut your face. So he mentions that the eyes are 3 inches by 2 inches across is what he said. But I imagine maybe the eyes looked a bit bigger because they had that like eye shine going, like these photos of the frog monster. But it sounds similar from what I have heard. I would love Steve to take a look at these photos and let me know what he thinks. And then as a throwaway option, I've got potentially an escaped pet iguana.
Okay.
Oh, big pause there.
Well, why?
Because he said it wasn't a turtle, and I've got a photo of it.
We should clarify for the listeners. He didn't say it's not a turtle. Someone suggested it could be a turtle, and he was like, "I have some of pets. I reckon it isn't one." And then the original person doubled down. Oh no, the new person doubled down and was like, "I agree with the original suggestion. It's probably a turtle." And then Steve was like, "Oh, now that you both say it's a turtle, maybe it could have been an escaped turtle. I'm going to treat this as solved." And that was weird. I was like, whoa, okay, it's solved. And then he looked up some British turtles, and he was like, nah, they're too small, unsolved. So his confidence in what he saw troubles me, because he was at one point convinced that a turtle explained everything. And then he retracted that when he saw that British turtles are small. But what if it's a big British turtle and he, like, wasn't able to gauge the size of the thing properly because it was in a swamp and he didn't know how far away he was? I don't know. And it was dark.
Okay.
Like, he said, I mean, he did turn his torch on, but yeah, I don't know. Like, maybe fear amplified it in his mind or something.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I suppose this leads me to Paddy. Who dis?
Three theories.
Okay.
Theory one, dis nothing, dis made up. sorry, Steve, but I had a little troll through his Reddit history. There's some flat earth stuff in there. There's some Ouija board stuff in there, which doesn't necessarily mean that you're like a crackpot or anything, but I really don't believe in those things. So I don't know. It just seems like, this is maybe an attention seeking post, and I don't reckon there was a sighting at all. That's one theory.
Oh, come on.
That's one
you
theory.
Would go much, hold on. Okay. Well, hold on. I think you would go much bigger if you were going to do an attention seeking post. You wouldn't be like, I saw this thing in a swamp. You'd be like, I saw this huge hulking beast that came out of the forest.
Wait, hang on. You wouldn't be like, I saw a stereotypical alien? You wouldn't be like that? That's what I'd be like.
He's not saying...
He did. He literally used that word. He's like...
He used it as a descriptive word.
Yeah. Okay. Well, look, that's option one, is that it was not a real thing. I'm not saying that's the real option. That's not... I'm not putting all my eggs in that basket, but I think that's something to consider.
Okay. Always, though. With anyone.
Always,
right?
But... Yeah. No, yeah. Yeah, always. All right. Option two is, it is, as people suggested, a turtle, and he got the size wrong because it's dark and maybe it was far away and maybe he was a bit scared. He did at one point seem to think turtle kind of fitted the bill, so it's got to be at least a little turtle-looking, and it had weeds all over its head and stuff. Maybe it was a big turtle. Like a weirdly large turtle. That's number two. And then number three. No, there's only two theories. Those are my two theories. yeah. I don't know what else it could be. I'm not saying there's no chance it was something else, but that seems most likely to me. I appreciate he couldn't have taken a photo because it's dark and most phones don't work in the dark. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. I don't know. What to think.
It's a kappa.
Yeah, that'd make sense. That's only thousands of miles away. Not unlike the Ohio monster. the love swamp frog thing. Yeah. I don't know. I would like more information, I guess. Both to convince me that the first theory is wrong and it's not just a made-up thing. And then also to try, if I'm convinced of that, to try and figure out what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
What about you already said, do you have like a, of your many theories, are you going with the Ohio monster as your leading one? Because that seems ridiculous.
It's not called the Ohio monster. No, it's just, I mean, I think there's something fascinating going on in with the Loveland monster. Whatever it's called. frog monster. That maybe something is going weird here. I think someone suggested an escape.
Actually,
large snapping turtle. That's kind of a cool idea.
Yeah, it could be that. One thing I noticed was that someone asked if he like had a look around the next day, and he did, and there were no like large prints. They couldn't find any like footprints or steps or traces or anything. So I think we can rule out that it's what he worried it was, because if it was an alien type creature, with like a big 8-inch head and huge eyes, it's going to have a reasonably big body to support that head as well. Whatever the body is shaped like, it's going to be reasonably heavy, and it would leave some prints.
Again, I don't think he was saying it was an alien. I think he was just saying, like, the stereotypical alien just as a descriptive word.
No, I know. I'm not saying he was saying it was an alien. I'm saying if he was right about the size of its head, then it would have a reasonably large body and would leave some traces. If it crept around the tents. I guess it could be that he was right and it was a huge thing and it's just completely separate from what made the girls scream. That's another option. Maybe they just screamed for no reason and there is a swamp monster. But I don't know. I don't think it's likely.
I forgot to say that. I think that those two events are probably separate. Something pushing up against the tent and something in the swamp. I wouldn't say it would be connected. I suppose it's like the Last Who Dis episode where we talked about like hearing a weird noise in the woods and then having an encounter with something. Those two things aren't necessarily correlated. If anything, they're probably more likely not correlated just because so much shit happens. There's so many fucking noises and there's so many things moving.
Yeah.
I would say probably more likely than not correlated. So it could have been anything passing by the fence, a deer, a fox, rabbit.
Probably. Agreed.
So I think if it was something in the swamp, it probably lives in the swamp. It's not walking around leaving tracks or anything, which is probably why I didn't see anything.
And even if it's not a turtle, it's probably like an animal. So it's like, it's despite the alien descriptor, I don't think any of us, Steve included, thinks it's an alien. Like, it's probably just something that lives in the swamp and eats plants and stuff. Like, it's, let's not turn this into the beast of the swamp thing.
Cool. Yeah. Probably some sort of exotic turtle that's escaped would be my best guess.
Your guess. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, thank you for sharing your story, Steve.
Yes. Thank you, Steve.
Steve is not his real name, by the way. We suspect. No. But
I don't think so.
Yeah. But cheers. And please, other people, send your stories in. And I will try not to be mean about them because we are trying to seek the truth and not just to pillory people. Yes.
Very good. Well put, my man. Great. And that's the end of the episode. I only have one small announcement thing that I wanted to talk about at the end, which is I'm planning my big holiday for next year. And as some of you may know, I like to choose places that have strong cryptid monster evidence there, and I try and go and I look and I try and find some evidence and have a good, be absorbed by the environment, such as Lake Akita, where Ishii is in Japan, or I went to British Columbia to look for Bigfoot and Thunderbirds and, these sorts of feels. So I'm planning my next trip next year, so if you have any suggestions, such as Bhutan looking for the Yeti, or Russia looking for the Amas, let me know and I'll factor it in. So that's my announcement. Cool.
That's a very cool announcement. My vote is for Russia. Actually, no, my vote is not for Russia because I want to go with you later on.
Yes, we'll go to Russia together.
That sounds good. Yeah, all right. Well, thank you, everyone. Bye.
Yes, thank you. Wait, no.
No, we've got more.
First of all, for the Facebook photos, we're Cryptid Space Addicted. We're also on Instagram, cryptid_addicted, and we have a website, cryptidaddicted.com. We have a Redbubble site where we're Cryptid Addicted, where you can buy some merch, and we're taking suggestions for future merch, including favorite quotes and stuff like that. So if you have any suggestions there, feel free to send them in. And thanks to all the people who are purchasing and supporting the channel. And if you have any suggestions for cryptids for upcoming episodes or what have you, just let us know. Mate.
Yeah, we're keen. We're ears open. And mine's open as well, probably.
Everything's open.
Yeah. Whoa. Hey. Oh. Put that back on.
Close it up right now.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
And then there's the sneaky bit where we say, for the people who stayed, you're looking great today.
Just lick our lips.
This is the bonus you've been waiting for.
Whoa!
Really good one.
Right, okay. See you. Bye.